Okay, and today's November 26, 2017.
Yes.
And we're currently talking over the phone, and you're in Schenectady right now, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, and I'm in Voorheesville. Okay, so I'll just start out by asking, tell me about Mom when she was little.
Okay, your mother, Carissa Mayer, was our first child. She was born on April 27th, 1970. She weighed 8 pounds, 15 ounces. She was a healthy little girl. She was a good baby. I did not work after our daughter was born, so I stayed home with her. She did all the normal things. She got her first teeth right after 3 months, her first two bottom teeth. I felt this little bump, and that was her teeth. And then she walked just before 11 months old. She was a good, healthy baby. And what else do you need to know?
Oh, that's good. That's good. What did Grandpa do at the time?
Grandpa worked for New York State. He worked for the Department of Motor Vehicles.
Oh, okay. And then when was the other two born? When were the other two born?
All right, James, our middle child, he was born September 14th, 1973. He weighed 9 pounds, 14 ounces. And he was born on September 14th, so his grandfather played the numbers that day, 914, and I think he won $5. So he was very happy. He was born with a full dark head of hair. And at 3 months, all of that hair fell out, and it came in blonde curls. And that's what he had for the rest of his life.
That's funny.
Yeah. And then our third child was Christina. She was born September 13th, 1973. So they are apart 1 year minus 1 day.
That's cool.
And she weighed 8 pounds, 5 ounces. So all our babies were a pretty good size. They were all healthy. Like I said, your grandfather still worked for Motor Vehicle when all the kids were little, and I did not work.
Oh, okay. Tell me a funny story that about the kids.
Okay, something funny about them. Well, it might not be too amusing, but they were all afraid of thunderstorms.
No.
And I remember one summer day, we had doctor's appointments. We had a pediatrician that lived close by. I didn't drive until our youngest was in first grade in school full time. Then my mother-in-law taught me how to drive. So I didn't drive, and I was home waiting for my mother-in-law to come and take us to the pediatrician. We had a dining room with three windows in it, and we had a thunderstorm, and each child was at a different window crying because they were all scared. I didn't know who to go to first or what to do. I was just praying that the storm would end.
Yeah. Oh, no. All right, well, tell me about your childhood.
All right. Oh, and one other funny story I have to tell.
Okay.
When Carissa was a baby, she was born in April, so she might have been 8 months her first Christmas. And that year, my father-in-law, Grandpa's father, played Santa Claus at our church. So she sat on his lap, and he was going, ho, ho, ho. And she just kind of looked at him, but she never even realized that was her grandpa. That's another cute story.
That's funny.
Yep. So anyway, about my childhood, my father was overseas when I was born. It was the end of World War II. I was born in 1944. I do remember that my father had, the Red Cross had to bring my father home when I was 18 months old because I had pneumonia then and I almost died. So the Red Cross brought him home from the Philippines, and I think that's the first he saw me.
Oh.
Other than that, he didn't come home till almost 1946, I think, by the time his military service was over. So I, about my childhood, I was a I have a sister that's 8 years older, but she was raised by my grandmother. I was the oldest, and I have two younger brothers. One was born 2.5 years after me, and that's my brother John. And we weren't very close as kids because we were always arguing. But then later on, when I was 12, my second brother was born, and he, I was very, very attached to, kind of like you are with your brothers.
Yeah. All right. What's your favorite memory with him?
My favorite memory with Paul probably is taking him in his carriage for rides. He used to love to ride in the carriage, and I was in high school by the time he was out in the carriage a lot. One summer, I just walked him the whole summer long, and I used to meet up with all my girlfriends, and he was the best baby because he loved being with all my friends.
That's funny.
Got a lot of attention.
All right, well, how about we talk about how'd you and Grandpa meet?
Okay, Grandpa and I met, we were both a little older. Grandpa was about 30, and I might have been 23 and a half, 24. We had both been in religious life for a short time. And then what we did was we joined an organization. Well, Grandpa was in the Third Order of Mount Carmel in Schenectady for years, from the time he graduated high school. I was in the convent there, and after I left, I joined the Third Order. So we started going, we were at the same meetings, and that's how we had a mutual friend who was in the same organization, and she really introduced us.
Okay.
And so we went on a first date through her intervention.
That's nice. Tell me a funny story about you and Grandpa.
Okay, well, one of the dates I went on with Grandpa, I had never had any alcohol in all my life, and he took me to a place in Troy that played jazz music, and there was a cover charge. So in order to get in, you got in, but you had to buy 3 drinks while you were there. So I always used to get Tom Collins because somebody told me that that had the least alcohol content. Well, anyway, Grandpa brought me home from the date, and I guess I was talking, and I had my hand in the car door while I was saying goodnight to him, so he just slammed the door shut on my hand. And I never felt any pain. I never even realized my hand was hit till it was wintertime, and I had long gloves on, and my gloves were full of blood.
Oh, no.
And I came upstairs, and I'm rinsing the blood in the bathroom, and my mother's getting angry, and she couldn't believe that I left my hand in the car door.
That's so...
So after that, I always told them to take me somewhere where I didn't have to drink.
Oh, good. How is life different now from when it was when you were a kid? Like, what's, like, some things that are just done differently?
Oh, when we were kids, we could stay out at night way after dark. In fact, we lived in a nice neighborhood. One family had 8 children alone, and there was a next-door neighbor had 2, and the kids across the street, there were 4 or 5 kids across the street. I can remember playing tag. We had this big open field near the house. We would play tag and hide-go-seek, and nobody locked their doors. I can remember walking downtown. One of my favorite memories is walking downtown to the library. It was a beautiful library with marble stairs and archways. And I can remember how the librarians were so nice to us. But it was just unheard of to ever have any fear of anything. We would never worry about someone stopping us. We would walk downtown and then back home again. It was just a happy time.
Oh, that's nice. tell me something about, like, our heritage, like our ancestors. Like, what do you know about them?
All right, I know, I have found out since my niece went on Ancestry.com that my grandmother's relatives were originally, they were English, but they were taken over, part of England was taken over by Germany, and they had to work the fields there. They were working 15-hour days, and they decided wanted to come to America. This was my great grandfather and eventually his and his wife, and I think they might have had two boys at that point. So they came over to this country as indentured servants. That meant that they had to pay their passage over once they got here by working in the fields. And they worked in the Schoharie Valley, which, believe it or not, they raised tobacco in the Schoharie Valley in the 1800s. So they had to not only pull the tobacco, but I guess it's very hard on the hands. And even their children at 7 and 8 years old had to work the fields with them. And they were just, they eventually got tired of it. So they decided to go off on their own. And so they found some farmland outside of Cohoes. And I don't know how they ever raised the money, but they started farming in Cohoes, and they all had big farms, and that's what they were. They were all dairy farmers.
Oh, cool. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. So, what are your favorite family holidays?
Okay, my favorite family holidays are Easter, and probably Easter and Christmas, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And why is that?
Okay, Christmas, everybody gets together as family. We all exchange gifts. I think all the holiday traditions with the foods that we always had growing up, all the baking that we do, just being together with family. Easter is my favorite, however, because that to me is the reason we're here, because Christ rose from the dead. There's not the pressure of gift giving. It's more centered on our Lord. We still get together with family. We still have the big meals, but it's more of a spiritual reflective time.
Okay, that's cool. Oh, wait, what's one of your favorite foods that you, like, made as a kid or your mom made and now you still make it?
Okay, well, my mother, I can remember my mother always made goulash, so I still make that.
I had your goulash last week.
Yes.
It was really good.
And pasta. We always had spaghetti and meatballs and pizza. My mother made homemade pizza, so I still like all the Italian food.
Yeah. That's very interesting. Where did you spend your honeymoon with Grandpa? I'm sorry, I'm like jumping around on the subject.
That's all right. Well, we took a ride. We got married the Saturday after Easter. So Palm Sunday, which is the Sunday before Easter, Grandpa wanted to take a ride with me. So we rode down towards Catskill, which is towards the southern part of the state. And we found a set of cabins there. It was called Silver Creek Lodge, and it was in Phoenicia, and it still exists today, although today they're hunters' cabins.
Oh.
But anyway, the people were very interesting because they were from Argentina, and they were Mr. and Mrs. Axel Thim, T-H-I-I-M. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I didn't even go in. Grandpa was the one. He had me sit in the car, and he went in, and she must have shown him the cabin. So he put a reservation on it, and that's where we went. We went down for 4 days to the Catskills, and then we went into New York City for 1 day and one overnight. And we went back to the Catskills. That was a Saturday, and we came home on a Sunday.
Oh, that sounds nice.
It was nice. And we were married in April. The Saturday after we were married, it snowed.
Aw. What lesson did you learn as a child, like, religiously or just anything that you still, like, carry on through your life today and that you benefit from?
Okay, I think what I learned to be responsible. I had our mother always made us do things for ourselves. Plus, we had the benefit of a Catholic school education. So we went to school, and we had the Sisters of St. Joseph and the Sisters of Mercy. I still remember being in first grade and sister telling us the stories from the Bible. I can still remember sitting at my little desk
and hearing those stories. And I was an early reader, so I would always ask to bring my reader home and read the stories in there. But that taught me responsibility and love of God and love of others, really, because that's what we learned.
That's great. So you still love reading today, right? What's some of your favorite books?
Okay, some of my favorite books today are Richard Llewellyn, How Green Was My Valley. I liked the books. I love folk stories. I love folk stories about Poland and World War II. I have a lot of Eli Wiesel. I have Man's Search for Meaning. I have a lot of stories from the Holocaust, and I always wonder when I read stories like that, would I ever have the courage to stand up for my faith or do what was right in a time of hardship like those people had?
Mm. That's very interesting, too. I remember I read the book Thief in, like, ninth grade, and did you read it after me or before me? I forgot.
I think I read it after you.
Did you like it?
Yes, I did.
Good. All right. Well, I think we can wrap things up. Thank you so much for having an interview with me, Grandma.
Oh, thank you, Nadia. I hope it helps you with your class. Now, what class is this for?
APUSH.
What is it?
Oh, American U.S. History.
Oh, American U.S. History.
Yeah.
I hope you do well, okay?
Okay, thank you so much, Grandma. Bye.
I love you. I'll see you on Wednesday.
Love you, too. Bye.
Bye-bye.